safe and healthy. Come in today and get screened for free. Epic Health, with locations in North Little Rock, Conway, Little Rock, and Benton. Online at epicmenshealth.com. He never really talks much, never concerned with status, but still even though starstruck, humble through opportunities given despite the fact that many misjudge him cause he makes a living from writing raps. Put it together himself, got a picture connects, never asking for someone's help, but to get some respect, please only focus on what he wrote, his will is beyond reach, and now it all unfolds.
Welcome into the zone, everybody. It's a terrific Tuesday as we get ourselves together live from the Marriott downtown Little Rock. Little Rock Touchdown Club. Samurai Mike Singletary is going to join us. Matty T back in the studio. Pat Bradley here. And Justin is putting things in order and joined by David Basil.
Get your iced coffee there, huh?
Got the iced coffee downstairs. I didn't realize the Marriott's got just about everything you need.
They've upgraded over here, haven't they, man? It's nice.
You know what I'm really impressed too, Baz? I went in there and I saw how you guys have the setup, the new setup. It's everything's modern. It looks great.
Thank you. Yeah, it's thanks to, you know, we got great sponsors like Simmons Bank and others and Epic Health, who's, you know, obviously sponsoring you guys. So it takes it's a teamwork effort, but it looks good in there, and to have Mike Singletary coming in is great.
How many do we have?
I think it'll probably be between 400 and 500, somewhere in that ballpark.
How do you get in touch with Mike Singletary?
It depends. Sometimes, like a guy like that, I started with Dan Hampton, and then Dan connected me with his agent. So now, with these bigger guys, you're dealing with a lot of agents more. This is probably the year I've had more agent communication than ever before.
Well, nobody does a better job than you do, Baz, and we appreciate
you're kind of listening. I'm excited for you guys. That's only the bad thing is that you guys actually get to talk to these guys more than I do.
I know, it's true. I mean, you're right. Really,
I walk by, you guys are laughing and having fun, and I don't even get to do that. So, listen, I'm glad, because I think the listeners got to love this, to be able to have one-on-one, especially even, again, you mentioned that the hot topic in the country is an NFL-related topic. Like I said, I don't know if he's going to go there or not. But
what time do you think today? Is it typically
I think he's going to get here, just like last week, I think, with Mark May, maybe 11:10, something like that. But better, you guys have plenty of time, so
that'll
I'll
be
turn over you guys.
Thanks, Baz. Well, it's certainly another great day here in Little Rock, and excited to talk with Samurai Mike Singletary. There's a lot of different ways we can go with him, no question. Everybody probably remembers around our age when his 1985 Bears just absolutely drilled the Patriots and Steve Grogan, who still to this day, I can't imagine he was not permanently hurt during that game. That was
emotionally scarred, at least, right?
And there was no chance.
Bare minimum.
There was no chance, and Samurai Mike certainly led the charge in that way. So we get a lot of different ways to go. Do you think he is going to address any of that Ray Rice situation?
We're going to get that cleared up in advance, and I think he would be more than happy to. I just don't know that he would be allowed to at this point because of his relationship as an employee of the NFL. And my guess is that they want all those to come from either some sort of public relations person in the department for the NFL or from the commissioner himself. And here's the bottom line, and you asked this question yesterday. I find it hard to believe, Pat Bradley said, I believe yesterday, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, that the commissioner did not have an opportunity to or was not made aware of the inside the elevator video. And it is a bit of a stretch mentally for most of us to think that either didn't have access to it or didn't see it or both. And I don't know how you conclude an investigation that takes over 2 months to finish and not access the basics, which is the video that was made aware to everybody, made public to everybody early on, outside the elevator, and then go the next step and go, okay, what's the inside the elevator video look like? Because you know there is some. We all ride up on those elevators in Vegas or other casinos. They have cameras everywhere. What do they say in casino? And the eye in the sky watches them all, my friend.
The eye in the sky. Justin, conventional wisdom tells you this, and this is why I'm so upset, because I don't know at some point when we're all going to just stop. Cut through the bull crap and have these guys tell us the truth, and they can't pull the wool over our eyes again. This is what happens. Each NFL team, we know for a fact, has a security team. We know the NFL as a whole has a security team. We know that all of the district attorney and everyone else who was looking to prosecute had videotape of that. Do you know when the NFL, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the NFL had that inside of the elevator video within a couple of days,
right,
if not the next day, because that's what everybody wanted to know what happened. And I go back to this. If you're the NFL and you're going to suspend him 2 games because he was arrested for assault, Nowhere on the videotape previously did you see him actually hit her.
Right.
So you know, if you're the NFL, that something happened in that elevator, and you're not, after everything that's happened with from Aaron Hernandez to where you need to know as much as the police know on these guys, because what's going to come back and bite you, and the Patriots almost had a problem with this too. What did they know?
And when did they know?
And when did they know? But that's the thing that the Patriots, they're very, I don't know if it's still going to come back and bite them, if they knew something prior, maybe his involvement, Hernandez's involvement in the 2012 killings. The NFL knows all this stuff, and it just pains me to think that they think we're that stupid.
Right. Look, if you want in today on this, 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. I have three things that are controversial that we're going to talk about today. The Ray Rice issue.
Oh, I like this.
We're going to talk about the June Jones stepping down as the head coach of SMU, which I think he failed miserably, and he should be ashamed of himself. And the problem is he tarnishes what was otherwise a pretty good career, and I'm very disappointed in him. And I don't care what his reason was. I'm very disappointed in him.
Really?
Third.
I'd be curious to see. I don't know.
Third is Penn State, and we'll get into that in just a minute. That's because weird. There are two very, I think, two very strong arguments to be made one way or the other. Maybe we'll get Marnie Sharp over here of our staff, who's a devout Penn State fan. But I have some strong feelings about this one, although I can see both sides of that particular coin. Here's my take on the Ray Rice thing. I'm going to just spout all this off because I took a few notes and wrote these down. First of all, the NFL looks weak. Because they came back now after giving him the two-game suspension and taking away his pay for three games and saying, no, we have to do more now that the video's out. And, of course, part of that is the fact that the Ravens decided to part ways with him. So it made their job a little bit easier. Here's what I'm saying, though, Pat.
Yes.
What in the hell did you expect to be on the tape, okay? Guess what, everybody? There are other guys that are looking at suspensions right now for abuse of a spouse, girlfriend, or a female of some sort, okay? What do you think abuse by a man against a woman looks like? And I'm telling you right now, do you think that there haven't been many cases in the past of NFL players abusing women in a much more graphic and violent way than one punch and drops her? I'm pretty sure there have been worse situations. And guess what? There will be worse situations to come.
Right.
Because this is about control, and this is about being unable to deal with your emotions and your being able to control your physical, you know, your temper, I guess. So, and not to act out on how
violence,
you feel.
True.
Your violence, right, exactly. So, they're going to make this suspension 6 for the first and lifetime ban for the second, okay? How can you sit there and explain to me, make a case to me, if you're the NFL and I'm the NFLPA.
Sure.
And because I'm the NFLPA, I got to stick up for Ray Rice, whether I think he's a scumbag
or not. I'm the NFL.
How are you going to tell me that Ray Rice should be suspended any more, one more second than 6 games? Because you just put a new thing in place that says abuse of a female gets you 6 games. And I'm sorry. It was horrific. It was mind-blowing. It was saddening. It was disgusting. You can say whatever word you want. You can call Ray Rice a scumbag. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is this. He is a member of the NFL. He's a member of the NFLPA. He did something that is now going to draw you a 6-game suspension. They blew it, and they gave him a 2-game suspension.
Yeah.
But how can you come back now and say he is indefinitely suspended? No.
He's 6-game suspension.
He gets a 6-game suspension. He has had no incidents prior. He has had no other criminal activity outside of this, to our knowledge, that I'm aware of. So I don't know how you don't say it's 6 games. I don't know where the gray area is on this. The NFL has painted itself into a corner, and you can't go back on that now. And this just in, whether you see a video of it or you read a police report about it, violence against women by a man is hideous. It is disgusting, and it is horrible. And the fact that you saw him whack her and her head smack off the side of that elevator and pass out cold and him drag her body out of that elevator is an awful image that will stick with a lot of people for a long time. But at the end of the day, by the NFL standards, it's 6 games. And oh, by the way, by the criminal court standards, it's strictly probation. He's not serving 1 second of jail time.
Which is amazing. And we know that the prosecutor saw that video. We know they did. The police did see that video.
I mean, what did everybody think it was going to look like in there? I mean,
I agree with you.
I mean, really.
It's
I don't
insane.
Know. I thought best case scenario, he's fighting her off because she's relentlessly coming at him. And, oh, by the way, that's clearly the fairy tale he tried to sell to the Ravens. Because all the reports I read is that they were abandoning him as a team. The players, the coaches, the administration. You know why? Because he weaved this fabrication about how, oh, I couldn't get her off me. She came at me. I had to defend myself, and that's how she got knocked out. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
You
we saw the tape.
Tough, Justin.
And so he lied. That's why they were so happy to cut bait, not because the video was horrific, but because he lied to them. If he would have said, look, I lost my mind. I whacked her when she came towards me. I blew it. I'm sorry. I think maybe they don't cut bait with him yesterday.
You know what the NFL is going to have a huge problem with right now, and the Baltimore Ravens are going to have a huge problem with this? We've got two things that we're assuming. The NFL's not fessing up to it. I believe, with everything in my being, that they saw that videotape. I believe, like you know, Ray Rice knew exactly what he did, and you're right, he lied to everybody to try to lessen what he did, that it was his fault. So now what you have is what's called a conspiracy, my friend.
Yeah.
That's a cover-up. When Roger Goodell and the NFL, those NFL suits, sit and meet with Ray Rice and his girlfriend, fiance, wife, and they all know what the truth is, and they leave that meeting given the assumption of this is how we're going to deal with it. We saw the tape. We know what happened. Ray Rice, you know what happened. You know what you did. Even the girl knows what happened. That is a conspiracy. That's a cover-up. And that's even worse. What do they always say? The cover-up is always worse than the crime.
Yeah, no question.
And this is going to – I don't know how far it's going to go. I wouldn't be surprised if it sinks somebody high up in the NFL.
Could be Roger Goodell, because he's the one that
somebody
came out and said, I never saw the video. If they can prove that it was in the hands of the NFL.
How can the lawyer, the top chief lawyer of the NFL, not say, excuse Mr. Prosecutor of Atlantic City, I need that thing yesterday.
Or the guy, if you go to the casino, what is their goal to keep it away from you? They have no reason to keep the video away
Come
from
on.
Anybody.
TMZ can get it. You can't get it.
And that's the other thing, too. And I'm
on.
Sorry, Roger Goodell. When the guy that runs TMZ has more credibility than you, because I'm sorry, when I read what I read and I heard what I heard,
yeah,
I think the guy's telling the truth. He has no reason to lie. Why would he say anything else but what the truth would be, which is the NFL had access to the tape. And whether they watched it or didn't watch it, I can't prove that, and neither can he.
One more question for you, because you've been in real journalism.
Real journalism, yes. Not
allegedly.
Fake.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I mean, I used to consider myself an actual journalist.
How does an outlet like TMZ get this before the Washington Post, which is right in D.C., Washington Times, which is right in D.C., USA Today.
The same way everything else in this world happens.
Sports
Monday.
Illustrated, ESPN.
Monday.
Okay, because
they're
TMZ
the go-to.
Pay.
If you're a dum-dum.
So you wouldn't pay, like, if you were the editor of the Times in Washington, this is a big D.C.
Well,
story.
Most legitimate news outlets will not pay for interviews or information. I mean, they won't pay for it. Okay.
Start.
You develop relationships. I don't disagree. TMZ's kicking their butt because of it, Pat, because I guarantee you, when you get a juicy tidbit, and whether it's a video of Bi Petrino on a motorcycle with his hot blonde girlfriend, or it's Ray Rice beating the crap out of his girlfriend in a hotel, you think, you know what, cha-ching, I just got paid because I've got access to something nobody else has, and I know TMZ will pay top dollar for it because they're not a journalism company, but they perform as journalists. They are an entertainment company.
So it's changing the game.
It is. It really is, and it's an unfair advantage, admittedly, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, the role of a journalist and the role of these media outlets is to keep the public informed. And TMZ's doing it. They may do it in a less classy way, a little more trashy way than you might like, but at the end of the day, the public's getting the information. That's what they deserve.
And they get it from these places. Deadspin, Barstool Sports,
yep.
TMZ.
Yep. Deadspin's kick
butt,
too.
You know what's funny? I don't know if you had read up on Sports Illustrated, Peter King, who has got incredible access to the NFL, and Roger Goodell. And in the summertime, he had written how that the NFL did see the elevator video. This was SI's Peter King wrote. They did see
it. He wrote it when?
During the summertime.
Okay.
Okay.
Before the July ruling or after?
This was right about, this was before the two-game suspension came out, or right around when the suspension came out.
Okay.
When the NFL came out, there's the announcement a couple days ago that they didn't see it. Peter King then came back out and said, I'm sorry, one of my sources had told me, who I trust, that they did see it. Apparently, the NFL didn't see it. I sure hope somebody vets this story as much as they can, and we can get to the bottom.
Well, where's Harvey getting that they saw it? Because that's my question. I mean,
he said it was going to be on the Reds website today, and I haven't seen it's come out.
I find it hard to believe they didn't have access to it, because anybody worth their salt, and there are lots of people who are attorneys, who are investigators that work with the NFL, and I'm Roger Goodell, and I'm not an idiot. I may have made a bad decision here, but I'm not an idiot.
That's
I want to go,
one thing.
Let me see the flipping video. That's the first thing I want. One other point, which is much less important in this whole thing, because you have to judge the punishment not based on how it's going to impact the victim, unfortunately, in this case. But it is part of the story because let me tell you what you do. When you kick him out of the league, you take his money flow away. I don't know what Janae, his wife, does for a living, but I'm guessing she doesn't make NFL running back money. So what you're doing is you are further harming her because you're taking away Ray Rice's money. Now, if she says, you know what, I was only in it for the money, I'm leaving Ray Rice, I'm out of here, I'm not taking this crap anymore, because this wasn't the first time he smacked me around. That's one thing.
Sure.
The other thing can be, which is what happened now, is she's coming out defending him and blaming the media for him getting suspended and saying, y'all shouldn't have this tape anyway, this shouldn't be on the public forum, and now you're screwing me over again, thanks a lot. And you know what? Yeah. That's a legitimate point.
Yeah, so, it is. She's definitely didn't ask to be thrown into this and have that being shown. I go back again, though. If they didn't try to cover anything up in the first place, if in August or in July, whenever you got suspended, if the NFL said, let's take a few hours to think about this. Okay, let's come up with a policy. 6 games suspended for good. Boom, there you go, Ray Rice. So now do you think before the elevator video came, people were still outraged with the two. Do you think if he got 6, do you think if they came out with the policy and then said Ray Rice is the first to be implemented on, do you think
they called the Ray Rice rule
would not have been as outraged as the two? Because there was a lot of people, anybody but Baltimore Ravens fans were outraged that it was two.
If he doesn't want to get sued, if the NFL doesn't want to get sued, and I don't even know what the recourse is on that. I don't know how that works when you're dealing with a union and all that kind of thing. You have to give him 6 games and let him come back in the league. Now, if nobody decides to pick him up, that's a different story, okay? But you look at Ray Rice. Now, he had a very unproductive year last year, 600 and some yards. I don't know if he had injuries. I don't follow his career that closely. He ain't my guy. 660 yards, 3.1 yards per carry, which is the lowest by far he's ever had in his career. So if I'm another team, I can make the case, look, I'd pick him up, but I don't think he's a productive running back anymore, okay? Now, he's 1 year removed from an 1,100-yard season. He's 2 years removed from a 1,364-yard season. So the guy has had his moments. He has been a very solid running back for a team that's been in the Super Bowl in the not-too-distant past.
Okay, let me ask you this question. TMZ is saying that their source from the casino in Atlantic City, the Revel Hotel and Casino, said that no one from the NFL ever asked for the video inside the elevator. So let me ask you this. If no one from the NFL asked for the video inside the elevator, does that, and they purposely, let's just, well, maybe not, wanted to make the decision without knowing all the information, without having to say, yeah, I saw it and that looks brutal.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what, let's wait for the police to do their work and see what they came back with. Do you think in any way that relieves them of, or Roger Goodell, of not doing his due diligence?
I think it does not relieve him of doing his due diligence. It relieves him of saying, yes, I definitely saw the video. So it sounds like they're waffling a little bit now, too. So maybe that wasn't as legitimate as we thought it was going to be. My point is, though, whether it's Goodell or somebody under him, you got to have people that are out there vetting these stories, because there is always, I mean, I hate to say it, but there's always going to be criminal activity. You got too many guys that are involved in the NFL. You have too many players. What is it, a 53-man roster times 32 teams? Yeah. Do the math. You got over 1,500 men playing football. Somebody's going to run afoul of the law. Because guess what? If I had 1,500 broadcasters working for me at the Buzz, I guarantee
you. But they have NFL security teams.
And I've had guys run afoul of the law now, and I've only got like 15 guys under me. My point is, it is a dumb decision to not have somebody that can go out and properly vet these things. They should have a team of investigators that can go out and bring Roger Goodell every bit of information. If you roll up on a car crash and you're trying to determine who's at fault, and I say, hey, wow, looks horrible. Look at the aftermath. This is what it looks like. Oh, my gosh. And then you go, I wonder if there's a video of the actual accident. And I said, yes, there is. Well, I'm good. I can see what happened here. I'm good. I'm good. I don't want to see it.
The whole thing stinks.
I mean, nobody believes that.
Well, no, it stinks. It'd be like the judge who Roger Goodell is the one hands down the suspensions. It'd be like the judge or the jury not wanting or not asking for all of the relevant evidence and information.
Precisely.
Like, how are you going to lay down a suspension and not even ask the most pertinent question is, can I see the elevator? What happened? Like, she walked into the elevator on her 2 feet.
Yeah.
She left the elevator sliding on her stomach.
Missing a shoe, by the way. Here's my point. Here's
missing
my deal.
A shoe!
At the end of the day, I think everybody who is a reasonable individual can say this about the NFL, and whether it's Roger Goodell or whoever's in charge of discipline or investigating these things. You are either incompetent, you can't work for me if you are, or you're a liar, and you can't work for me if you are. Someone has to get fired.
Somebody.
And I'm not talking about Ray Rice. By the way, I would also say this. I have said it before, I will say it again, and I'll say it till the day I die. People deserve second chances. I go like this in my hierarchy of evil.
Yeah.
Murder, rape, assault against a woman. This is high up on my list of things you don't do in this world. However,
kids going to throw that in there.
Okay, fine. You know what? I'll put that right there. That's fine. Rape, sexual abuse of a woman or a child. A man, I don't care what it is. Anyway, any kind of sexual abuse, second on the list. This is third for sure, okay? My point is, even Ray Rice deserves a second chance, and I believe that. And I think if he is deemed to be a worthy talent to play in the NFL again for his physical ability, I think he deserves a second chance.
Well, like you said before, it would have been a six-gamer if he did the, if this
and
came out.
And at the end of the day, I don't think they can enforce more than six games.
Probably
that's
right.
Their policy.
You're right.
And oh, by the way, he's grandfathered in under a judgment you already gave him. Now you're in double
true.
Jeopardy, yeah, which is
yeah.
a really tough deal, even though you're not a judge or jury.
How about
you are
that?
The NFL. You're
hands
much more powerful than that.
Yeah, hands are tied. You're right.
You could throw him with four more games, but that's about the extent of it, I think. So we'll see what they end up doing here, but this is judgment time. Oh, by the way, Roger Goodell makes like $25 or $40 million a year, some crazy number.
A lot of
you
money,
think he's
bro.
Got a lot of, at stake here? And I don't know how you okay. don't, I don't know how you fall on your face on this deal. I'm thinking, if there's something that's going to bring me down as commissioner in the NFL,
Ray Rice ain't going to be the one. I was thinking the same
mishandling
thing with the
of
Ravens.
Of abuse against a woman is not going to bring me down.
I was thinking the same thing about the Ravens, and when that all happened yesterday, it's like, you guys are going to go down trying to hide something Ray Rice did?
Yeah, and then
that's going to be like the
I mean,
downfall?
Are they going to rewrite the policy and go, okay, look, it's six games if you hit a woman, and if you hit her twice, hit a woman twice, you're out of the league. However, if some really graphic video of you knocking your fiance to the floor and knocking her out cold and dragging her body out of an elevator services, well, then you can't come back ever.
Yeah, that's
a one.
Sure.
Then it's a one crime deal for you. You're done. You only
if get the your public opt-in. Finds out about anything,
hold this break for a minute, Matt.
Then you get problems.
We're gonna take these calls and then we'll take a timeout. Rick's in Little Rock. Rick, go ahead.
How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Hey, first of all, I think this shows what a completely ineffective manager Roger Goodell is. I think he needs to go after all this, but I don't know that the NFL did have access to that video, and I'm going to tell you why. You know, there's some liability there on behalf of the casino, and if you, that's obviously not a public place. If you just walk up and ask them for a copy, including the police, I suspect that they're going to tell you to go pound sand, and you can subpoena it, or you can sue us for it, but we're not just going to go hand that out to you, and I just don't see it.
Rick?
Maybe.
I don't disagree with you whatsoever. I agree with you. My point is, you as the NFL have to say, look, we asked for the video inside the elevator. Everybody wants to know what it looked like inside the elevator. We asked for it. Our attorneys are trying to get that information in that video, or we asked for it and we're shunned and we have no other legal recall. I need to hear that from them. But I haven't heard any of that. What I'm hearing is we turned a blind eye because we weren't that curious what was inside the elevator, which is insane.
Well, I think it goes a little further than that. I think that you want them to say that because that's what common sense tells you. I don't even think that they thought to go say, hey, is there more video? I'm sure they said, well, they probably gave us all the video there is. This goes back to the ineffective part. It's like you guys are missing, not you, but, you know, the NFL.
Right.
They just don't see that there's probably more to the story than we know, but it's like it doesn't even cross their mind to say, hey, maybe there's something else we can ask for. Maybe I'm way off. I don't know, but I just don't think that they've done everything they could. And the reason you're not hearing what you want to hear is because it never happened.
Jason Whitlock on Twitter yesterday, guys, said he, the commissioner,
yeah,
Roger Goodell, makes $44 million a year. I don't know if that's true or not, but if it's half that, he's way overpaid for the job he's doing right now. And I've always been a defender of him. He's been tough. That's been his sure. sort of his M.O. I'm tough. Okay, I just gave a guy a five-game suspension for a DUI because he's an owner and I fined him $500 million. I'm a tough guy. I'm Roger Goodell.
Sure.
And then you fail miserably on this. And then you follow it up by making it worse by mishandling the follow-up discipline.
Justin, here's the deal that people are forgetting. The most popular commissioner right now in the world is a guy.
Adam Silver, who just got there.
Because he hammered somebody who was acting basically like everything from a bully to a race. And this was Roger Goodell's chance to really do something that stood out socially and for the country.
Yeah.
And he botched it up.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you said the word socially. Rick, you got anything else?
No, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Here's the deal. Sports has, in many cases, led the charge on social issues. And we've talked about it a number of times, okay? I believe that the Michael Sam issue, while it was a little overblown as far as the amount of information and stories we saw on and on and on and on, but it was significant. Okay, I think that is going to change in some ways. It's going to impact positively the way that heterosexuals treat gays for those who were either on the fence or were homophobic in some ways, okay? I think it's opened some eyes to some things. We saw the same thing with racial relations when Jackie Robinson and others broke through color barriers in the different sports, okay? So this is something that has to hopefully have a positive impact in the way we view the unacceptable nature of this. And I hope that, and a lot of it is, you know, you see these guys who live their lives in an over-aggressive way because that's what they get paid to do, but I hope it's a real eye-opening deal for them, and it's a wake-up call for a lot of people. You don't own these people, and I never understood the mentality of, this is mine, and she wants to walk away from me, and I won't stand for it, and I've got to control her. I never got that. I mean, it was always, luckily I was born with the sense that if a girl wants to walk away, while it's heartbreaking at times, you got to let her go. It's a hard deal. It sucks. You know what? I've had friends before that were like, I don't think I can be your friend anymore. It sucks. It's a tough deal, but I can't make them. You can't make her. And you think
I wouldn't want to be that many friends.
Please don't walk away from me. But you know what I mean? It's like you smack her around. You think, yeah, that's going to fix everything. Anyway, that mentality has to change. And hopefully there will be some leadership in the world of sports. And guys will catch on to it and go, I have to accept the fact that if she doesn't want to be with me or she doesn't do what I say, I don't have domain over her.
It's just sad that Roger Goodell and the NFL had an opportunity. They really had an incredible opportunity.
But at the end of the day, what do you think should happen? I think he should get 6 games, and I think he should be allowed back in the league, and then let the chips fall where they may. Somebody may say, I don't want him. He's used goods. I'm done. Not because he hit a woman, but because I don't think he can play anymore.
Yeah. He is sort of a pariah right now.
Well, there's no question, but you know what? Michael Vick was, too, when he's back in the league as a backup quarterback who has started a game since he got out of prison.
Yeah, he has.
It's a little different deal, A lot of people think he's a worse guy than what this is.
Mm-hmm.
John? Okay, John gave up. Corn dog.
Hey, Justin, I agree with you totally as far as, and I don't think any of us are, you know, condoning what happened and what he did. But Ray was honest when he told the NFL and the Ravens what was in that video. His attorney had a copy of that video as well. There's 3 or 4 copies of that video. If they wanted to see it, I promise you they could have seen it. I think they purposely avoided looking at it. They talked to a city police officer that saw the video, and that police officer pretty much told them the same thing that Ray did. And so I think they
Ray was up front, is what you're saying? Ray Rice was up front, truthful.
I can't believe that because his I don't believe that. I don't believe
that,
Corndog, because his teammates would not have turned their backs on him, and I don't think the Ravens administration would have turned their backs on him so quickly when the video came out publicly if they had known the true content of it. I think he tweaked it in the same way that you say. If you tell a story about something you did wrong, you may butter it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. You may tell the truth at the end of the day, at its core, but you may butter it up. Hey, man, she came at me. And you know what? Technically, he's right. She took a step towards him before he knocked her out.
Right.
And so
actually,
if that's a story he told,
I looked that close. He hit her first.
He smacked her.
And then she came and hit her again.
And then he punched her and knocked her out.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, I can see him tweaking the story. Maybe what he said at its core was true, but clearly they were shocked because the story he told didn't match up with what they saw in the video. That's what I think.
But they didn't say that is all I'm saying. The NFL and the Ravens both said that his story, basically, they both agree that...
John Harbaugh said...
It's a bunch of baloney.
Corndog, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We got to go to Jim Harris here in a second. We actually have to take a break. Play the Jim Harbaugh clip, if you would, into the break. Here's what John Harbaugh said. I don't want to sort of put words in his mouth. Here's what he said. Take it for what it's worth. We'll come back with Jim Harris of Sporting Life Arkansas. More on the Ray Rice story. I do want to talk about the Penn State deal, and I'm really, really disappointed in what happened at SMU, and we'll talk about that, too. And that, you know, that impacts a kid from Arkansas, too, who's a starting quarterback over there.
Great basketball player.
So we'll take a timeout. We are here at the Little Rock Touchdown Club presented by our friends at Epic Health, and we're going to take a timeout, come back with Jim Harris. Mike Whitfield's here. We'll talk to him as well. So much more coming up. Stay tuned. Here's a little John Harbaugh into the break.
Something we saw for the first time today, you know, all of us. It changed things, of course. You know, it made things a little bit different.
Want to know what's going on at The Buzz? Tune in each Wednesday to hear In with Flynn, a report from The Buzz Promotions Department brought to you by TNB Auto. Find TNB on the web at